Another Kanye West story. We're all sick of this guy. We really are, aren't we, Dean?
Have there been some stories about him? I've barely heard a word about the man.
You know, for a while, his nuttiness was almost funny, but now it certainly isn't. It's just it's just despicable.
Yeah, I think, you know, disturbing and concerning. You know, if there is something wrong with him, that accounts for this, you know, bizarre behavior. And more of that, just a few minutes ago, he had been banned from Instagram for anti-Semitic comments and violating their policies. But he is back on Instagram this morning, and this is what he wrote. Ari Emanuel, I lost $2 billion in one day. I'm still alive. This is love speech, and I still love you. God still loves you. The money is not who I am. The people is who I am. Which I have no idea what that means. But
and that's Ari Emanuel, the agent, Rahm's brother, right?
Their former mayor's brother, who he's one of the top talent agents in the country. And he has been calling on businesses to stop working with Kanye West, which is all that's been happening the last few days, whereas Kanye's been cut by all the businesses that he used to be associated with, counting for the $2 billion in one day that he lost. So I have no idea what's the point, you know, what's the deal with this whole thing. You know, it's just more fallout from his anti-Semitic comments. Take it for what it's worth. He's back on Instagram. hide your family.
Oh, joy. Well, here's a good entertainment news item. The I.O. Theater coming back.
Yeah, I was actually happy to hear about this. You know, just before the complete pandemic shutdown, the I.O. Theater had gone through some problems with allegations of people being mistreated there. And the theater shut down and has been shut down really since before the pandemic. So it's been about 3 years later now. It's been the building in the Clyburn corridor has been purchased. There are now new owners and new people. And they're saying first week of November, they're going to be back open again. I.O. is Improv Olympics. And they're going to be doing, you know, what they've always done. They've got new people running it. So we're happy to see a new venue is going to give it a shot.
And we're happy Jerry Lee Lewis is alive and well, aren't we?
Oh, man. This blew up like crazy yesterday on Instagram. Not on Instagram, but on the internet, on social media. The rumors went like wildfire yesterday that Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, one of the founding fathers of rock and roll, played with Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Great Balls of Fire, the killer Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, but he's not dead. He did not die yesterday.
Nope.
So if you heard that rumor yesterday, it's false. TMZ had gotten an erroneous, unconfirmed tip from someone claiming to be one of his representatives. Turns out they were not one of his representatives, and the real representatives then issued a statement saying Jerry Lee Lewis is not dead. But here's, I mean, the even funnier part of this, or sad, I guess, depending on your perspective, when TMZ reported this, they had said that Jerry Lewis had died. Jerry Lewis has
been late with that news.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis has been dead since 2017. So while they were technically correct that Jerry Lewis was dead, they even got the incorrect story. They got it wrong with the wrong name. Just for an update, the real Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer, is 87 years old now. He is still alive, although he is has been bedridden with the flu for the past couple of weeks. Missed his own induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame just about 10 days ago, because doctors didn't want him to be doing any traveling. But
somebody was very mixed up yesterday, weren't they?
Still with us.
Yeah. Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards. Big premiere in Hollywood last night, huh?
Yeah. The world got its first look at Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, the sequel to one of the most popular movies of all time. Everybody wondered how they were going to proceed with this following the death of actor Chadwick Boseman, who played the Black Panther, King T'Challa, in the Kingdom of Wakanda. They also had a little critic screening here in Chicago yesterday. So I have already seen Black Panther with Wakanda Forever. I can't give you all the details. They want me to hold off a little bit, which I will respect. But I will tell you, it's pretty amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. It's a beautiful, beautiful tribute to Chadwick Boseman. It's exciting. It's very Marvel-esque. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. Maybe, you know, under normal circumstances, I would say, that's a little bit on the long side. But I didn't look at my watch one time. So I'll tell you much more about the whole thing. They introduce new characters. Many of the characters from the first film are, most of the characters are back in it all. But Rihanna was at the big world premiere last night because she does the movie's closing theme song, which is an absolutely beautiful ballad, her first music in 6 years. So I'll be interviewing the cast, tell you much more about Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, over the next couple of weeks.
We've got some news for fans of Only Murders in the Building. And when is that coming back? It's going to be a while, isn't it?
Yeah, they haven't really announced the date for the season three, the return of this one of the most incredible shows on television with Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. But they've already announced that Paul Rudd is going to be joining in season three. And now yesterday they announced that Jesse Williams is going to be joining the cast, who you probably know best from Grey's Anatomy, although he's been in lots of things. He is going to play a documentarian with a particular interest in a case that they are working on in the building. So they are only just beginning to work on season three, so they don't really have a release date yet. It's going to be a while.
There is a cult following for the show Doctor Who. I never got into it, but yeah. A lot of people will be excited about this news.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've tried over and over again to kind of get into it, and I just feel like I'm coming in on the middle of something that I don't quite understand.
Yeah, we need instructions or something.
Right, yeah, it's too hard to watch this show for me. But it's been on the BBC. Do you know it's been on the air for 60 years?
Wow.
60 years. But they announced who will be its 14th Doctor on the show now. And the 14th Doctor was also the 10th Doctor. Actor David Tennant will be returning later on. But the next one that you're going to see on the air is actor Shruti Gatwa, who is currently starring in the Netflix show Sex Education. His episodes as Doctor Who will come out next year.
And I've heard that after him, they're going to use Dr. Kevin Most, which will be interesting.
He'd be very good.
what's the new Sigourney Weaver, Elizabeth Banks movie all about?
It's a story that's set in Chicago in 1968. It's a story about a married woman who has a heart condition and becomes pregnant, an unwanted pregnancy. And it's determined that if she goes ahead with the pregnancy, she could die if she went ahead with the unwanted pregnancy. But because it's 1968, pre-Roe versus Wade, it would be illegal for her to terminate that pregnancy, even if it is to save her life. So this woman goes out in search of help for her problem. She finds a group of women who call themselves the Janes, who might be able to offer her some help with her predicament. Sigourney Weaver is part of this group. Elizabeth Banks is the woman who is seeking the help. As I'd mentioned to you, it is set right here in the city of Chicago. Talk to me a little bit, Elizabeth, about the Chicago-ness of this story.
You know, I think it was really interesting to think about the Midwest and just what was going on in the late 60s in such a diverse community as Chicago. I think one of the things I love about the storytelling here is that it embraces women from all backgrounds, all diversity, socioeconomic backgrounds, you know, and sort of says this isn't any one woman's issue or one family's issue. This is a personal right to privacy and healthcare that belongs to everybody. And I think we go at that messaging straight on in this film.
And it's not a political film.
No.
It is a film about these women coming together, and it's actually quite an entertaining film with, you know, dare I say, quite a few laughs between these women, and beautifully directed by Phyllis Nagy. So it's not medicine.
Yeah, so I'll tell you much more about the movie. It doesn't hit you over the head. You know, you go in thinking you're going to get in the middle of a debate about pro-life or pro-choice. It's very delicately done, so I'll tell you more with all my movie reviews on Call Jane that opens tomorrow in theaters.
Timely, for sure. Let's do a Kanye West-free day tomorrow, Dean.
That's my pledge to you.
I'll hold you to it.
You never know with him, but let's try that.
Let's hope.